We have the capability to make the world's first bionic man.
The Incremental.
Better than he was before. Better. Stronger. Faster.
Stop whining. I'm gonna die!
Oh, yeah! You're gonna cry? You're gonna cry, kitty baby? Oh, you're gonna fucking cry? Look at him, he's crying. It's gonna be metal! It's going to be mental!
Sweat Equity Podcast. It's just me again. Still doing it. Third time in like a month. Might be longer, I don't know, but I'm doing it. It's just me.
Eric!
I was using it on the last episode that we did. It only took 450 episodes for me to finally download the most obvious clip ever.
Eric!
I mean, come on. Billy Madison. I'm coming fresh off of the Mindfuck podcast from our host, or our guest, Chris M. King, who blew my mind while he was a guest on our podcast, so much so that I volunteered to be a guest on his. Now, I wasn't exactly sure what it was going to be like. He broke me down pretty good, really went pretty deep. You know, I don't actually know off the top of my head what his qualifications are, but I will say this. He did... Basically, I was on there because I feel like I'm in a rut. I went over that the first episode that I did individually. I kind of laid it all out for him. And, you know, most of the episodes he does, I looked at them. They're like 35, 40 minutes. And we went for an hour. So I don't want to brag, but I guess I'm the most fucked up one of them all. But after about an hour, you know, he had a hard time. He just kept saying, like, I'm not, you know, that's not it. And he was having a hard time breaking me down, I guess, until we finally got to the motivation of what will make me happy or what will make me feel fulfilled, which basically broke down to, in my mind, if the motivation is for me personally, I don't get as motivated. So the way he laid it out for me was, you know, and he drew a parallel to his own life where, you know, he had everything taken away because he had this thing inside of him that he needed to, you know, pursue and get out, and it wasn't happening, and that thing was going to take away everything until it happened. And, you know, I drew a parallel for my life where it's like, man, I feel like a lot has been taken. Is it because I'm not being my true self or whatever you want to say? So basically, he shifted my motivation in that if I want to, you know, entertain for a living, it's not for myself, but it's more like for the universe. I owe it to the universe to continue on. And really give it a good shot. So, it would help if you...
Give me money!
That would be a very good start.
I'm a man! I'm...
Why does that come short? That's the best part. That is not out yet, that podcast. It is available on Apple Podcasts and all those different things. But I will be sure to share it when it does come out. Not afraid to have my whole life put out there, obviously. You know, it was a good thing. Good thing, in that a lot of the things he suggested I've already begun doing, you know, refocusing, kind of eliminating the things I don't need. And, we'll see how it goes. I don't know. I mean, I know Law didn't listen to the first podcast because I went out of my way to say, I love you, Law. And he didn't say fucking shit. Back to me. Either that or he's insecure. I don't know. It might be both. You know, and while we're talking about law, people ask about his outfits and stuff. And I think it's kind of time to like put it out there as to what's going on, because you know there is a plan here. You know, Law has always wanted to become a professional wrestler. And the thing about being a professional wrestler is you got to have a gimmick. You know, Hacksaw Jim Duggan carrying around 4x4. I don't even know what his gimmick was. He was a carpenter. You know, Jake the Snake Roberts, that's obvious. Snake guy. So easy in the 80s. I'm just a snake guy with a mustache and a mullet. So Law is trying to build this persona, guerrilla style, organically. I've told him, in the vein of Jake the Snake Roberts, he needs to add a prop. What that is, I don't know. I'm pushing for a falcon. I think he'd be a great falconer guy. Gets to wear that leather, you know, glove thing. It goes all the way up to your elbow. Falcon flies in. He has a trained falcon, obviously. Falcon can even help in the matches and stuff, you know. Go around and tussle their hair up or something. Nothing serious. It's not real. But yeah, just to put that out there so you can stop asking me. The ways you can help by, you know, thinking of gimmicks for him. I don't think it can really be helped by you, at least. So yeah, just leave it alone with Law and the questions about his outfits, please. I'm sick of it. Anyways, I wanted to somewhat follow up on that UAP report and the UFO stuff in general. So I've actually had somebody, after telling them, I was like, oh, I saw a UFO. They're like, what? No, you can't believe in UFO. I was like, what? Can't believe in it? I mean, people are in denial. And to me, I think, you know, there's a spectrum of what could be happening. But everything on that spectrum, I think is fucked up. Like, on the one side, there are multiple species of aliens living amongst us and using their technology for this and that and all that, okay. And for whatever reason, the government is denying that and not telling us about it. That's not cool. And, you know, that's sort of the direction I'm pushing for, like I'm hoping for. It's much more interesting. Because the lowest end of that spectrum would be what? That it is all government crafts. It's all DARPA. Flying around and making 90-degree turns at 6,000 miles an hour. If that's the case, it's even more fucked up. Because then they've got world-changing technology at their fingertips that they are not releasing to the public. I mean, you know, that to me is hard to believe, just because if technology is that advanced, if they're in possession of that, they absolutely would weaponize it. They would absolutely use it in war, destruction. Think about that. I mean, if you can get something to move 6,000 miles an hour like that, you don't even need explosives. Just blast through there. You know, like, it's like the I forget what they call them, but they're basically these, it was an idea they had for a weapon that they would load these giant tungsten rods. If you've never held tungsten, it's like super heavy metal. But they had an idea where they would load these tungsten rods into space onto satellites, and then just drop them. No warhead necessary, nothing. Just the speed and weight of it would cause unbelievable destruction. It'd be like a meteor hitting. So if there is technology made by humans somehow that allows for things to go 6,000 miles an hour, they would use it in the military. I mean, you know, I've never been in a war zone. They might be already. I don't know. But I really hope that's not the case, because that is fucked up. A lot of people hungry, suffering, dying. You know, there's enough to go around for every single person in this world. It's just a matter of distribution. And if that technology was readily available, I don't know how it would transfer. I don't know exactly, you know, to everybody, but it's something that absolutely could be. How about it's used in rescues on the open ocean? I'm just thinking out loud here. I mean, there's so many reasons why that stuff should be out to the public, but chances are we don't have that. We're not making that. I really would be surprised if, yeah, they say DARPA is 20 years ahead. I mean, that's 20 years. It's like about 200 years ahead. You know, and that's just talking about UFOs and the technology. Hey, I don't know if you've paid attention, but they've got motherfucking mummies of aliens. And it's getting straight denied. Mummies. Like, they've done every single kind of scan you can do. Every single scopy, endoscopy, whatever you want to call it. They've done it. Not only that, one of them had a fetus inside of it. Look at this, if you're watching. They did the I don't know if it's an x-ray. It looks like an x-ray, but I'm not sure exactly. Doesn't matter. But there is an alien body with weird eggs inside of it with another tiny alien body inside of it. It says they're about 4 inches big. So again, we'll go back to, okay, it's either real or it's fake. If that's fake, if somebody took the time to somehow create unknown DNA into the organic matter of these things, because there is multiple studies showing that there's parts of these things that can't be explained. There's no DNA sequence that we've seen like this on our planet so far. So somebody would be the world's greatest grifter. Go out of their way. Make an alien body. Put little eggs inside. Make a tinier alien body. Also putting all the DNA and making all the bones and little tiny things inside of it the whole time. Like, I get it. You want to be skeptical. But when does it all sort of come to a head? And then, how much more tiny little things that don't have a sure answer do you need to see before you flip the script and say, okay, maybe this, there's something to this? Do you think it's all people looking for attention? I mean, I will say I've seen a lot of videos that people are like, what is this? And it's like people jumping out of an airplane in formation with flares. Okay. I mean, it's usually quite obvious. But when they see things that are shooting up out of the atmosphere, away from the Earth, what is that? Starlink, it's always Starlink or swamp gas. I mean, okay. I mean, I just want everybody to be informed. You know? When I said they were doing endoscopic stuff, I also, there's a Reddit post of somebody that, if you're watching, you can see inside of an alien body. Clicking through the images now. Looks like a very diseased colon in there, but certainly looks like it would be tough to make. A lot of blackness, a lot of darkness, but it looks organic as fuck. Ew, it's all greasy and cracking and all that. I mean, and they're not done with it. There's more. They're like slow rolling it. They keep releasing more, and they're like, oh, we got another one. This one's named Raphael. Michelangelo. It's like, pick something other than Ninja Turtles to name them after. But to me, that stuff is almost the most important situation involved in all of this. It's so funny, like, 5 years ago, I would see an article, fast radio bursts coming from outer space. What could it be? Oh man, how exciting. Something sending us signals from outer space? That's awesome. Maybe there are aliens. Now it's like, fuck space. We got this shit going on right here. Don't care about space. That was so 5 years ago. The evidence. Oh my God. And they say these things got metal implants. You got CT scans of that? Look at this. We're looking at a slow rotating video of a crunched over alien body showing the different implants. It looks like there's four on the head, and they look like they are strategically placed somewhat symmetrically. Two on the sides of the head, one on the forehead right in the middle, third eye one, and then one on the very tippy top. And it's got a couple in its chest, and one on its left arm, and one on its right wrist. So, you know, can speculate as to what those do, but again, you tell me somebody did that, somebody's gonna fake an alien body and be like, oh, I'm also doing metal implants, and the metal is gonna be of an alloy that's very hard to make. Okay. People wanna deny. Not me though. I'm open-minded, baby. Well, I haven't talked a lot about self-improvement other than my own boo-hoo story, self-improvement. I think we should close talking about the five agreements. I haven't really talked about the fifth agreement beyond trying to correct Law when he uses that as a reason to be a dick. Let me do the first four first. Say them with me at home. Be impeccable with your word. Don't make assumptions. Don't take anything personally. Always do your best. For the record, I did that without looking at it, which I never do. I always forget the fourth one. So, that being said, the fifth one, which called for a whole new book. You know, and it, I'm going to be honest, once you get the gist of it, it's very similar to the first book, but those are books that you can read over again and it's not going to hurt you, that's for sure. The fifth agreement is listen, but be skeptical. So why I'm saying Law is a dick is because he sees that and is like, oh, okay, listen, but be skeptical. So that means hear what they're saying and then pick it apart. Not really. That's not what it means. What it means is, you know, if somebody says something you don't agree with or might hurt you, being skeptical means to understand that this person has a whole lifetime of scenarios and circumstances that are forming whatever thing it is they said. And to feel this relief, to feel peace, you need to understand that. You need to understand that, okay, they said things that might even be true about me. They might, you know, you might agree with them yourself. But the reason why they're saying them is because they were hurt in the past and they're not secure with whatever. So it helps to have that fifth agreement in order to sort of facilitate the other four. Mostly, don't take things personally. Because, like I've said, you know, every grown-up person was once a little tiny baby. And, you know, it's a lot of nurture versus nature. Nurture does a lot of it. Something happens to you when you're a little kid can change the direction your life is going, and sometimes it's irrevocable. Irrevocable. Can't take it back. It's like, I can't take back messing up saying it. I'm not taking it out. Be skeptical. I was once a little baby. There was a time when I couldn't see that at all. Let's just back off, okay? Well, I think that's enough for today. I love all of you. I hope you're out there being nice to somebody. I hope you do something nice. I had an idea, real quick. A fun live show. I was wondering if I should do these live, but then, you know, it would be kind of a lot of me doing the same thing. But I had an idea for a live show where I put it out ahead of time. Hey, if I've ever wronged you and I owe you an apology, I'll do it live. I'll go online. You don't even have to give me a heads up. You just jump on the stream. If we could do audio or video plugged in to hear the real-time situation, that'd be great. But chances are it would have to be like through chat. But, you know.
We'll do it live! Fuck it!
Have me come on there and just eat shit for as long as I need to eat shit. Build me a nice big plate of shit, and then I can eat it. People can bring their own. You know? Be fun. I think it'd be a good example to set. Imagine if everybody was able to say sorry.
I'm sorry!
Even Pee-wee says it. Imagine if Putin said sorry. My bad. I was angry. And invaded Ukraine. I know I can't really take it back now, but I'll get all the guys out of there and we'll stop killing people and doing terrible things. Imagine. What would you, I mean, they'd have to be like, okay, thank you for being reasonable. It's an extreme example, but, you know, start loving each other. Yeah.